At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, the one thing you can count on here in South Florida is the Panthers. My God, what a good win last night after something doesn't usually happen in Boston, giving up three goals to blow a 2-0 lead and end up losing that game 3-2, bounce right back, go to Toronto, and as you just heard it right there, Sam Bennett has a couple of power play goals to get the 3-2 win. And by the way, Woody, Messi was back. He was back. It was Jamaica, but he was back and came in off the bench, 53rd minute, gets a goal. It is amazing. Last night was a great example of, instead of playing, I guess they play their games over there, their FC team, in front of 3,000 last night. They had to move to the big stadium last night, 35,000 for the Messi. And by the way, before the game, their coach pulls the same thing. Like, I don't know if he's playing or not. He won't be starting. He'll suit up, comes in off the bench, has a goal before the end of the game. And by the way, just the impact of that guy playing, the reaction to him coming in the game and scoring. And the bigger thing, as I said, now it might not be a big deal for you. Listen, I'm in the business, and so, you know, we follow all the sports websites and everything else. ESPN, one of the top headlines, that would have never happened if they win that game. And Messi, even if they win that game, you don't hear anything about that game going on in Jamaica last night, except Messi scores. Messi scores. Miami wins. That's the difference of having such a great player and everything that he's done. I mean, it's one of the greatest resumes in professional sports, what he has done. Listen, when that guy wins an MVP, whatever the hell they call their MVP award, think about that. Think about all the players that play this game all over the world. And he's done it over and over and over. So, yeah, last night, just to make the point, I get why you go. I get you buy those tickets. You're disappointed if he doesn't play. And if you happen to go and he's got a couple of goals, you walk out of there and put your arm around your friend or your son or your daughter. And you go, my God, we got to see greatness that we'll always be able to talk about. You know what? We've seen it with Dwayne Wade. We've seen it down here. People got D-Wade's greatest moments, the Dallas game in the playoffs, the comeback to all the Dan Marino moments, to those of you that remember the undefeated team and some of the great moments of some of those games. You'll have them forever. Marlins playoff run. Those will be with you, with your favorite players forever. And you get a chance to see this Messi thing's at a whole different level when the history books start talking about, you know, the greatest players, you know, Messi pretty much has done all his work in his resume, but still playing and still good enough to play against all these guys. So, and play at a high level when he's healthy enough to play. So anyway, we got all that. We got a lot of stuff, man. Some good, some bad. But we're going to get into all of it. Charles Davis is going to join us coming up here about 14 minutes from now. Good friend, analyst for NFL on CBS, works games with Ian Eagle. If you're going, Charles Davis, that sounds, yeah. And also works the combine for NFL Network and Senior Bowl, did the Senior Bowl game. He, when he's not working with CBS, he's with NFL Network and gets up early for his workouts and going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit, a lot about the AFC East and where everybody stands off what they've done. We'll talk about some of the quarterback talk that's out there right now. It's always quarterback talk, right? Doesn't matter what time of the year, we're always, hell, we talk quarterbacks. And if you're not starting about your, if you're not talking about your starting quarterback, you don't have to tell Dolphin fans this, you're talking about the backup quarterback and the importance of finding somebody to step in there if your number one guy goes down and keep it rolling and have a chance to keep winning games. So we'll get into all that stuff. All right, so the players are starting to come in. They're filling out the roster, right? You're doing it. You're going to do a lot of it with the draft, and then after the draft, after your 11 picks the Dolphins will have, they're going to sign a lot of rookie free agents for minicamp. There's going to be a lot of guys. We like to call them 8th and 9th and 10th and 11th and 12th round guys that almost got drafted, that you really liked on your board, and you're going to bring them in. And probably one or two of them usually end up making the roster. Somebody will be a great story and make the roster. So you do a lot of that work. But you also want to get some veteran guys in, some guys that have got some playing time. I have not second-guessed, really, because I know money's tight and what they're doing. I haven't. And those guys know more about it than I do. They do. On this group of guys that they brought in, obviously, you can tell by the money, it's been cheap. Zach Wilson, you know, I don't know, but if Mike knows more about him and those guys, seen him up close, he's been in our division. You saw mostly bad with him, but he was the Jets quarterback, and now he's our backup quarterback, and they must have felt. And again, I'm starting the morning giving them the benefit of the doubt that they know a lot about Zach Wilson, and they think he's a perfect fit, and they can rehabilitate him between now and the start of the season, that if he needs to play, and by the way, you better get your ass ready to play, because there are no guarantees Tua's going to stay healthy for 17 games. Did it 2 years ago, but has not done it outside of that. So get ready, and we'll see how that all works out. The rest of these guys, look, if they can play and we can get some starts and we got one or two nice stories, it's great. The one I just don't get happens last night. I don't understand it. Liam Eichenberg is back. He got a one-year deal. And listen, this is not a shot at Liam Eichenberg. I get it. The offensive line coach likes him. He plays hurt. He gives you everything he has. I get it. And I get coaches fall in love with guys. Hell, he got 52 starts here. He got 52 starts here, and most people would tell you, I never thought he was that good. He got 52 starts. And part of it is we had a lot of guys banged up on this offensive line. We have had, it seems like, a banged up offensive line for a long, long time. We have had, over the last few years, a lot of guys go down, and Liam's had to play a lot of different places, and we've tried him at certain places, and originally, going back to Liam Eichenberg, a little history lesson, he got a lot of starts at Notre Dame. And usually when you're an offensive lineman, not the stereotype, but usually like Wisconsin and Notre Dame, just to throw out a few schools, you get an offensive lineman from one of those schools and you go, all right, league is full of those dudes. We're going to get a good one here. Moved up in the second round to get him. With all those starts, and started at one position, didn't work out. The left tackle position, right tackle, guard. Then he had to play some center because we got banged up there. And I get it, man. Thank God we had him. and I know the team, and then he got banged up and he played through it. I think it was his shoulder. So again, you know, but when you now are starting another year, and maybe there's a difference still between the Miami Dolphins and everybody else, and we need more help on the offensive line. And I'm still going to give them the benefit of the doubt that they're going to make that guard position a priority somehow in the draft. And it doesn't have to be one. Hell, it doesn't have to be two. Doesn't have to be three. You got to draft some big guys inside. You have to draft. Butch Berry, let him and his guys coach him up. But we got to get, we've seen the Liam Eikenberg. We've seen it. There's rankings on everybody. And I try not to be a Pro Football Focus guy. And I know a lot of our writers live and die on it. And it drives coaches nuts. And they'll go, I don't know. It wasn't that bad. And hey, listen, man. And coaches do fall in love with guys. They do. They fall in love with guys that play hurt. They should. And fall in love with guys that give it everything they have. They're junkies. They want to be great. And they give them the benefit of the doubt every chance they can. And I'm afraid we do that here. But right now, before the year starts, this is a chance to really upgrade off of what you had last year. So you don't have to just have a quick passing game and basically a below average, I'm being nice this morning, running game. We went through 5 or 6 weeks where it was one of the worst offensive lines, running games in general, everybody, backs, calls, offensive line. But we got to get that stuff fixed, man. So I was just surprised. And I'm going to say something else because I think Liam Eikenberg's a really good guy. I thought he needed a fresh start because everybody, from our writers to our fan base, doesn't think he's very good. Like, he needed a fresh start. He needed to go somewhere else with all that experience. So, and he had a few days. It wasn't like I saw, you know, a bunch of offers out there. So we get Liam Eikenberg. He's back. I don't know if that means he's going to be back starting because he's been the starter. They can line him up. First day, Liam, get back at your right guard. Or, hey, now we got another guy in Daniels. Go to the left guard. And I don't know, but we need to upgrade that position. If he's coming in as a backup, the backup center guard, okay. Okay. I mean, you got to have backups. God, do I know now, after all the injuries we've had, how important 8, 9, and 10 are. Seriously. I didn't even say 7, 8, and 9. I'm talking about we've been down to the ninth guy more than once. We've been down to, like, no guys left on the bench to play. If another guy gets hurt, we're screwed. We've dealt with that, and there's nothing you can do. That's, you know, guys get rolled on. Guys get blocked into guys on the side. We've seen it all. We've seen all, and that's the problem of playing. You know, most of these injuries don't happen on a one-on-one block. It's somebody clips them from the side or the back and knee, and you know, these guys go down, and late block, and all those things that pop up. But that was a head-scratcher. Now, I know you got to fill out a roster. You got to fill out a 90-man roster. You do. And you want depth. And he's played everywhere, so I understand that. I do understand that. But if you're telling me he's coming in and going to start day one, I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. Now, he's coming in with all that experience. He's a guard. He's a center. If we get in a real bad jam, he'll probably remember us. Haven't been great. But this tackle days, playing tackle. But, whew, man, that one I thought Liam was like telling his wife, hey, honey, I got to get a fresh start. I got to get away from all the negative. They hear it all. They've kind of pointing fingers at me, mostly me, on this offensive line, that I'm the problem. I just need a fresh start. And he's back. He's back. Which either he didn't have any offers or he really loves South Florida. I get he loves Butch Berry. Butch Berry loves him. Because if Butch Berry didn't love him, he wouldn't be here right now. And Butch Berry has been a really good offensive line coach and gets the benefit of the doubt and probably has some say-so the way we are structured. The way we're structured and money and everything. I understand it now. I understand. He's coming in to give you depth with his experience is one thing. But if we're throwing him in there day one and you're telling me whoever we open against, he's a starter on your offensive line, I'm just disappointed. That's all. You can do better. You can do better. Don't let drafting guards scare you. Don't let it scare you. Trust the system. Trust your coaching. A lot of tread on the tires, man. I know there's a little bit of a jump. Not every guy goes from college to pros and kills it day one. I get it. But, man, we've all seen the Liam Eichenberg show. And by the way, said a lot of nice things about him just now, too. Some things he did. He did help us. When guys were banged up, he played through it. Anyway, that's just one of many things we've got going on this morning. And we'll get into a lot more stuff, some of the other signings. And they got a new running back. Lose one running back who really like, I think, one thing about Raheem Mostert, wherever he is, he walks by, you stand up, and you just say, hey, man, thank you. I don't know you that well, Raheem, but thank you. What you did while you were here, we got great value from Raheem Mostert and what he did that great year. Going to the Raiders, glad he's staying in the league, and he'll be motivated and give him everything because that's the way he is. And then we went out and got Alexander Madison, and we'll see how that works out. Anyway.
You don't sound overly excited about anything that they've done.
Well, the Liam Eichenberg thing kind of just like.
Well, yeah. But yeah. Overall, I mean, has there been any move that you've been like, wow, that makes us a better team?
Pretty much on the cheap, yeah. on all the moves. Again.
It's very concerning, man.
Well, this is what happens when
it's March. The season will kick off for what, another 7-8 months, whatever it is. 7 months. We got to sit here and deal with this. We'll talk about this season, and you haven't added one piece that makes you a better team.
Well, I don't know.
Unless you think they're just going to destroy the draft,
No. So the only thing I would say is if James Daniels is healthy and off this Achilles, he's going to be a big upgrade, but. I'm not done with the guard thing needs. I just think I'd get a lot done with this draft, man. There's no way you can work around and sign your guys, and we know what we got with our old guys and all that. And they're probably going to sign some more of our guys.
So it's line first in the draft, right? I mean, that's
no, not necessarily
seems where you're leaning.
No, defensive tackle and cornerback have not been addressed. We got to upgrade those. Okay. Those got to be done. And the guard, to me,
you just named three positions. You know, it's really unlikely that you can address three positions with starters in the draft.
Well, it is for us, yes.
I'll be honest, for a lot of teams, that's tough, not, man. You get not, three like legitimate starters in the draft, or legitimate players, like even you want backups, whatever. Like that's
no, you can
not
you,
that easy.
You can get starters when you got 11
maybe
draft
I'm
picks.
I'm tainted from being down here, but
you probably are a little bit. That sounds a little bit like, hey, we got to go to break here.
That's a high hit rate, though, man. To get three impact players,
we've got.
At least for us.
We got a lot more stuff to
ask Charles what he thinks, how hard that is to
Charles
address
Davis.
A position
we
in
will.
The draft.
We will. And if I forget it, just jump right in there and you ask him too.
Tell him we're broken down here. We need
are
to know
broken
what's
down
the, what's
a
the
little
hit
bit.
Rate percentage.
We are broken down, man.
They should get that number, by the way. That should be like a stat in the league, like for GMs.
How did you do
it? A hit percentage. They should have like a batting average.
Hey, well, let's go to break here, Woody. Man, we're running super late. We've got coming up here, we're going to have Charles Davis join us. Speaking of a guy who knows the AFC pretty well, doing the games on CBS. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and Low T. It's Friday. It's an Atlantic Men's Clinic day where I go down to the plantation location and I see men all over the place, all different ages. And we all high-five each other and go, yes. Feeling better, aren't you? Yes, I am, man. I got to tell you, if you're dealing with low T or ED, it is Atlantic Men's Clinic Day. I've been going for a year now. I enjoy going there. I enjoy talking to their professionals every day. They ask you every week and ask you how you feel. Then they retest you a lot to see, you know, everything. It's just done so professionally and the right way, the safe way at Atlantic Men's Clinic. If you are in your 40s or 50s and you know you're tired all the time and grumpy and you just notice changes, you got low T, you know that. And the other part, well, you either know if your sex drive is gone, it's gone. I mean, you can get it back, though. But you know, that's not something like, well, how do I know? You know, it's Friday night, little lady looks good, ain't nothing happening at your house, then you probably understand you got a little problem called ED. Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of it for you, and if you're going through it, don't be embarrassed because it happens to everybody. Low T and ED are part of life for every man out there, even guys up early this morning laughing at me, talking about this right now. You know, sooner or later, and it may already be happening to you, you've noticed, yeah, I'm not the same dude as I was before. Well, you get the T, the PSA test, you get it all done from the professionals at Atlantic Men's Clinic, and then you decide if you want to jump on the program. But really, really first class. 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. Six locations in South Florida. More on the way. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information and let Atlantic Men's Clinic knock out ED and low T for you starting today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, we got through, a couple days of free agency here and still a little bit of work still coming in here. But joining us this morning, guy that's seen them all play, Charles Davis, analyst for NFL on CBS, works with Ian Eagle at the Combine at Indy, also at the Senior Bowl. This man takes very few vacations, as we say good morning to Charles Davis. Charles, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you today?
I'm doing great. And again, thanks for coming on. But I was starting to have some AFC East issues here, and I figured you've seen more games than anybody. And I start with Zach Wilson now, the backup. Did that surprise you? You've seen him. We haven't seen a very good Zach Wilson with the Jets. Some will say nobody has a chance to be successful at the quarterback position when you play for the Jets. Had a year with Denver, but didn't play. Now going to have a chance and most likely is the backup with the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say, Joe. It really is. You hope that that year in Denver helped him out. And, you know, it probably did in different ways, right? You see a different way of doing it. You get a full reset. You're out of the national media because you're not in New York. You're in Denver. Sean Payton's influence has to be good because right. whenever he's coached, you know, people have done pretty well, right?
Yes.
And he knows how to make quarterbacks better. And by the way, he wanted Bo Nix, got Bo Nix. And, you know, in any normal year, Bo Nix is probably the offensive rookie of the year. But yet, Jaden Daniels, Brock Bowers, is a pretty strong year. So he still got his team to the playoffs as a rookie and made every start. So all that being said, there has to be something good that came out of it. But Joe, he didn't play.
Yeah.
So who knows, right? I mean, look, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, until you're actually on the grass playing, no one knows if you got better or not.
Yeah.
No one knows if this was good or not. But I think it couldn't hurt at all for him to just not be in New York and just get beat up each and every day, because he did for the bulk of his time there.
Yeah, that was a tough one. There is no question about it. So sticking with the AFC East, everybody's had a little different take according to how much money they've had for free agency. The Buffalo Bills looked like they pretty much said, let's run it back, keep the same core together, re-sign a lot of their own guys, Shakir, Russo, even Josh Allen got a new deal. They have added a few pieces. Von Miller's out. Joey Bosa is in. Bills, though, at the end of the day, still clearly the team to beat in AFC East from what you've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that last year was kind of the year that nationally people targeted, like, hey, I think maybe this might be the year. You know, the Jets looked like they were a team, right? The Dolphins, obviously. No one was predicting New England. Okay, so we just take that and set it to the side, right? That was the first year of Gerard Mayo, and we know that it didn't work. So you take it and you move it. But preseason, there's a ton of chatter about the Jets and the Dolphins, and this was your chance to make a move. Buffalo looked like they had lost a lot of things. I was very much in the camp that Buffalo was still the team to beat in the AFC East. That proved to be correct. So I filed and saved it, Joe, because that's 1 out of 100 that I got right. But, you know, but it was funny because last year that was this time that everyone was talking about it. It didn't happen. I don't think anyone suggesting going into this season that anyone is ahead of Buffalo going into the season. I think you've nailed it. Buffalo is that team. The funny part is, I think the team this year that people are going to identify going into the season as the one that's vulnerable, this is your time to go get them, is going to be Kansas City.
Yeah. Off of what just took place, that butt kicking in that Super Bowl, sure changed a lot of things. Hey, so I got to ask you, I know everybody's got a different opinion on this, but you expect, and I know we still got 40-something days left before the draft, but Cam Ward or Sanders, who do you see going first? Is it clear cut? Some people tell me it is, and others are going, no, Sanders is right there and has a chance.
Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? And it goes the same way all the time, Joe. You start as the draft process begins, and then you go through a time where I think things switch a little bit because people get tired of saying the same thing. And then as you get closer to the draft, it kind of comes back to where it started. If we're going by that theory, there was a lot of Shador Sanders all season long, but then as we got to the draft process, it really became Cam Ward. And as you said, a lot of people were saying now it seems to be kind of, you know, Cam Ward is kind of the clear number one, Shador Sanders the clear number two. But as we go into the process now, I think a lot more people are talking about, okay, well, what about, are you sure about Shador Sanders? Because he was kind of the guy before. I think when we get to draft time, it'll be Cam Ward will be the number one quarterback, Shador Sanders number two. Even though in the first mock draft I did, I had Shador Sanders going number one to Tennessee. I had Cam Ward going two to Cleveland. And then everybody told me I lost my mind because I had Jackson Dart going three to the Giants. And, you know, I said, listen, I've got to do 3 mock drafts. That's my first one. And, you know, you can have all that. But if you watch the quarterback carousel right now, places that need a quarterback, Cleveland's still in the market. The Giants are still in the market. But the Jets that's off the table now, right? Las Vegas, that's off the table now. So sometimes, as you know, Joe, when you don't have places for people to go, they get artificially pushed up. And so I'm not taking Dart off the table yet, because these things happen when all of a sudden, oh, they've all got quarterbacks. We've got to get ours now or we don't get him. Because if the Giants don't take one at 3, when are they going to get the quarterback?
Yeah.
That's my question now. Like, if you don't take him at 3, because, you know, whether it's Sanders or whether it's Dart or whatever, if you don't take that quarterback at 3, what's your next bite at the apple? This is not a very deep quarterback class by rankings. Are you going to feel good about coming back in the second round? And is Tyler Shuck available? And is that where you want to go? I don't know. Maybe it is. We shall see. But sometimes it gets pushed up that way. But, yeah, I think right now, to answer your question definitively, I think most people have Cam Ward ahead of Shedeur Sanders.
So I got to ask you, is Dart clearly the number 3 quarterback? Because that was going to be my next question.
Not clearly.
Okay.
Not clearly. I think that he has the momentum of feeling like he's the 3rd one, but you and I both know it's 32 teams. So everyone sees it a little bit differently. What if that team that thinks Jalen Milroe, we can make Jalen Milroe great, right? We're not scared off by what we saw with Anthony Richardson. And remember, it's all a comparison game. Jalen Milroe, Anthony Richardson is just too easy of a comparison, and it makes a lot of sense. That's going to be the big one, because people are going to say, well, why didn't Anthony Richardson get better? Well, I think a lot of it was they knew he didn't have very many starts coming. I had 13, and their idea was we're going to play him, and he's going to get better. But what happened, Joe? He got hurt both seasons.
Over and over.
And over. So you don't get the experience you expect to get, and by the time you're done with 2 years, guess what? You've got a quarterback who's less than 50% thrower, and that experiment hasn't worked the way that you want it to work. So will the next team be afraid to do something like that, or will they go, well, that didn't work there, but this kid, he's never been hurt. We're going to go with it. You never know. So Milroe's in the mix. Tyler Shuck, I don't care what his age is in the mix. We don't care that you know he's going to be 26 when the season begins now. Remember, that used to be a major negative.
Yes.
I don't think people look at it that way, and I've never seen it as a negative for a quarterback. I think it's better for him to have a little more experience and be more mature going into an NFL huddle. So there will be others that bump into it, but I think Dart, for most people, is probably the 3rd quarterback on their board.
Charles, you and I have done a lot of Jets games, so you've seen a lot of Aaron Rodgers. I know you had a few of his games.
Yeah.
What do you think of him? Yeah, you've seen him. I don't know if you've seen the good or bad. You think he can?
Yeah, I think he can still play. I just don't think that the juice is what I've been using for the last few days. The juice of being able to come to an organization and be able to kind of dictate how it's going to go down, it doesn't exist now. Like, if you're an organization, you don't have to take Aaron Rodgers and everything Aaron wants to bring with him or say that doesn't – you don't have to do that. Like, the last 2 years have kind of taken that and eliminated it. Now, that doesn't mean that all of a sudden you treat Aaron Rodgers. I was watching that great baseball movie, 8 Men Out. And you know, back in the day, they called a guy who wasn't a very good player a bush leaguer, right? He's no busher, right? He's still Aaron Rodgers. But at the same time, you don't have to say, well, Aaron, tell me who else we have to get now. Do we have to bring in Lazard? Do we have to bring in Adams? We got to bring in Randall Cobb. We got to do this. Who's the OC you want? No, I don't think you have to do that now.
You know,
the big question is, will Aaron Rodgers accept that part? And I think that he is smart enough to do so. So who are we talking about? We're talking about Pittsburgh. We're talking about the Giants. Is Cleveland a player in this? Heck, is Tennessee a player in this? I don't know. That will emerge. But based off of what I'm looking at, I would probably run to Pittsburgh and try and make that work if I were him.
He had a lot. His 2 games against the Dolphins, he was really good. And I'm only going by not what I saw on TV, but in person. And he played. He had a couple of really, really good games against the Dolphins. Could have easily won both games instead of just the 1 game. What about Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think Russell still got something left to him, but he made some really big mistakes down the stretch that did not help. You know, it wasn't just the play. It was, you know, the thought process, throwing an interception in the end zone when you got 3 points in the bag in a very tight ball game. And, you know, just things. And I just don't think people look at it quite the same way. And obviously it's funny because we talk about juice. You know, he had nothing but juice when he went to Denver, right? That juice went away as soon as Sean Payton came to town. And I don't think anyone's going to give him that juice back either. So he's got to be able to come in and play. If I'm the Giants, if I'm Cleveland, I'm definitely considering it because look at my quarterbacking situation now. Oh. Say if I draft a rookie, he's clearly better than anything you have in your camp at the moment.
Yeah. It is crazy. This quarterback topic is year around, and it's not just starting. Everybody's looking like down here, like, hey man, we better be ready with a backup that we can put in there to have a chance to win games. I think a lot of cities going through that, right?
Yeah, well, I'll put it to you this way. Kansas City has always had that veteran guy that's around. Remember Chad Henne came in the playoffs and did good things for Patrick Mahomes when he got hurt. Last year it was Carson Wentz. It's another guy that you knew had played in the league and you could count on him, et cetera. Do you know who their backup is as we sit here right now?
Who is it, Carson Wentz again?
No, Carson's a free agent. It's Chris Oladokun.
Wow.
So Kansas City's going to be looking for someone.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll go into the season and say Chris Oladokun's going to back up, Patrick Mahomes because, yes, they may appear vulnerable out there, but they're still Kansas City, and they still believe that they can win and go into the playoffs. I don't think that they're going to stand pat on that one. I think Brett Veach is looking for a backup as well.
Hey, Charles, I'll leave you with this one. Who of what you've seen in free agency, and I know some teams had a ton of money like the Patriots, who made the biggest improvement for you on what they're able to do?
I think the Bears, pretty simply, when they went ahead and really fixed offensive line, Jonah Jackson, Joe Tooney, that crew, right? That's a pretty good one. I mean, theirs was such a splash that Amon-Ra St. Brown from, the rival Lions lost his offense coordinator. Ben Johnson went there as a head coach, and he was doing a podcast with his brother, and he's like, where are they getting all this money to sign everybody? They're signing everybody. They're signing offensive players, defensive players.
Right.
Huge splash. New England has made a big my financial investment. I don't know that the splash is the same because of who the players are that they got, but they had to do anything possible to improve that roster. And it's a kind of year where you might overspend for a guy a little bit. Milton Williams, good football player, part-time player. That's a major contract.
Well, that's big boy money right there.
Okay, big boy money. So he's got to try and play to that. Don't know if he will or won't. But New England really had no choice because their roster was so bad. So they spent a bunch of money to bring in guys. But they brought in guys that we would call OKGs. Remember Chris Peterson, former coach at Boise State in Washington? He used to call them OKGs, our kind of guy, right? So he brings in a Milton Williams. He brings in a Harold Landry from Tennessee, who we knew. He brought in a Robert Spillane, tough, hard-nosed linebacker from Las Vegas. See where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Those are Mike Vrabel kind of guys. You know what I mean? That's going to fit what he wants to do and have that permeate through his team. So, yeah, did you probably overspend? Yes. But did you have any real choice based on your roster last few years? No.
Bad roster last year. Really, really bad one.
So you had to do it. So you bring in guys that Mike Vrabel would be comfortable with and think that he'll spread the message, and then you try and draft and continue to bring in better players.
Charles, man, thank you so much. I swear I'm going to leave you alone, man. Always nice to talk to you. Really appreciate you getting up early with us this morning.
Of course. Happy to do so. You take care of yourself. Best to everyone.
All right, thanks. Charles Davis, NFL on CBS Analyst. Along with Ian Eagle, always great watching their games on Sunday. All right, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Got to get all caught up. Dave Hyde's going to join us. We'll bring it right back here to South Florida with Dave Hyde coming up early 7 o'clock. Mike Florio will join us later in the show as well. Hockey team gets a nice win in Toronto last night. The Heat back in action tonight against the champs, the Boston Celtics. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. But first, before we do, we got to talk about sports-related injuries. Hate talking about them, but it happens sooner or later. If you're competitive, if you're active, you're going to get injured. I don't care if it's your kids. I don't care if it's your old retired rear end. It happens to all of us. Baptist Health South Florida, though, is the good news. What a great sports medicine program they have put together, man. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I get it. That's kind of starts with that. Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU, the Miami Open's coming here in a few days, and they're using the Doctors from Baptist Health South Florida. Everybody is, man. Because of the specialists and the facilities they have. It's all about having great people. And when you talk about specialists, about 35 deep now with knee and shoulder and foot and ankle and hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles, I can go on and on. But Dayton Brower, you're in good hands. You don't just have to be a high school, college, or professional athlete. Nope. For all of us to use these great doctors when you get injured, they've seen it all and they know how to fix it. As I said, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. And Broward County, what a great location, 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Do it today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, and happy Friday to everybody out there. Hope you got great plans and get a little family time this weekend and enjoy yourself. Grab a tequila or a cold beer, whatever you like. Hey, man, Dave Hyde going to join us coming up at early 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk to the Sun Sentinel columnist, and I want to thank Charles for getting up with us this morning as well to talk a little bit about the AFC East. Nobody covers it and gets those game more of those games than he does to talk to him about it and what he saw during the year and his take on everything. Things are still moving, man. You're not only for starting quarterbacks for a handful of teams, but obviously the backup quarterback situation as well. So the Heat tonight, man. Heat, they go against the Boston Celtics tonight and try to get some things figured out. And it has been a rough one. Blown leads and then just Clippers the other night just beat them up. Beat them up pretty good and never able to get going. I at this point, probably going to get in the play-in just because the next team is so far behind you. But they got to figure out over these next, whatever, we got 18 games left, 17, 18, 19 games left. They got to figure out who they want in the future. And I'm not one to give up, unlike Ware, Khalil Ware. You know, I know he's not playing great, and he's had his play is getting beat up by the big guys a little bit here. But, I mean, I can give up on him because it hasn't been great to start with. But we got some other guys just not playing well. We got a lot of guys on this team. Usually, Heat players, we're talking about guys overachieving and guys we've developed and guys are playing at a high level and they go somewhere else and they make money because you can't afford them, right? Got those all over the league. But right now, from the trade they made to get Rozier has just been a disaster. Jaime has, his minutes have been cut to just under, seemed like double digit minutes per night. And it's one end, the other end, it's turnovers late in games, poor shooting, long droughts. It just hasn't not a lot of confidence with the team right now. Tyler Herro's had a nice year, played really well, but it's hard to find other guys. Bam's been Bam, except for this last game. He can't have those games. He can't have 6 and 7 point games. That can't happen with being so shorthanded offensively, but that's a rough one right now. Folks, we got to get caught up here. We've got the 7 o'clock hour coming up here. We'll jump into some more stuff, including a lot of news with the Miami Dolphins, some of their players that got new homes, and we'll get you caught up on who's joined the Miami Dolphins. We'll have that. We got a few names there as well, so we'll have that. We'll get in some other stuff as well with Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. That is all coming up straight ahead. But first, hey, man, it's time to protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. So I was down there yesterday, spent some time over there with Chev and some of the staff. They got it rolling, man. They really do. And, boy, I tell you what, I hear his passion. And that guy, for being the owner at Loctite, he cares, man. He cares. And you know, he's even gone out to jobs. Like, somebody will call, and he'll go out, and he'll go, look at this is, you know, he's just, it's, you want somebody that's not too big, that still cares at the top, that will actually go out. I was just impressed with everything. And if you got leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Time to save money. If that's what's holding you back right now, don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. That's LoctiteImpact.com or call. They got a great staff ready to take your calls all day. 954-500-LOCK. They're in West Broward, covering Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Again, that's Loctite Impact, windows, doors, and roofing.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.